From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Victor Schreckengost is not exactly a household name, but his creations have touched the lives of millions of Americans. He's an industrial designer responsible for everything from the first mass-produced dinnerware to the cab-over-the-engine truck. This month, the Cleveland, Ohio artist celebrates his 100th birthday. In honor of that, 100 museums and galleries around the country are mounting exhibitions. From member station WCPN, David C. Barnett has this profile.
Victor Schreckengost sits at his dining room table and contemplates the handle of a coffee cup.
How does it feel to the finger? That's the one I'm working for, that guy.
Schreckengost has been working for the finger and the person attached to it for most of his professional career. He says he's always been concerned with how people interact with products. But Ford Motor Company designer Giuseppe Delena says people don't always appreciate that concern.
People think about the design only when something doesn't work. You know, and it's, who in the hell designed this thing? And that guy must have been a real idiot.
Today, of course, designers such as Michael Graves and Martha Stewart are celebrities. Schreckengost never knew such fame, says Henry Adams, a professor of American art at Case Western Reserve University.
It's interesting how it's really in the last decade that Americans have become more design conscious and designers have become a little bit like fashion labels. In Victor's time, it was all done very anonymously, and you never did know who designed these products.
That's the triumph of good industrial design, when you don't notice it, when you fall asleep in that lawn chair, when your child's pedal car rolls perfectly through the door jam, when the car door handle fits you like a glove. In order for that to happen, a designer has to ask a lot of questions.
Let's get down to the basic function of things. How can people use them? Do they fit the size person? How do they feel when are they safe? Are they low enough? Are they going to fall off of it or whatever it is?
Victor Schreckengost started asking such questions at an early age. He came from a family of potters in the tiny northeast Ohio town of Sebring, and one of the questions he recalls puzzling over was the source of his father's creativity. At one point, young Victor figured it must have something to do with what his dad ate for breakfast.
Because I thought that was part of the system, that you had to eat eggs to be a certain kind of potter or whatever it was. You eat the things that help to build up that interest in stuff.
So Victor ate eggs and became a potter in his own right. As a kid, he made his own toys out of clay. At the age of 26, he got his first big break. The company where he was working got an order from a lady in New York named Eleanor Roosevelt. Schreckengost created a blue ceramic punch bowl for her, etched with dancing Art Deco skyscrapers and cocktail glasses. He called it the Jazz Bowl, and it so delighted the future First Lady that she ordered two more. Schreckengost went on to design a line of dinnerware for Sebring-based American Limoges, which boosted the firm's bottom line in the midst of the Great Depression. Henry Adams says this success was due to a groundbreaking combination of art and technology.
Victor's dinnerware was the first modern mass-produced dinnerware in the United States, and it was quickly imitated by other companies. So it really marks a dramatic change in the way American products were produced.
But Schreckengost says it wasn't about process as much as it was about people.
I had always resented the fact that only wealthy people could afford good things. Everything else was too expensive. And I thought, if I can make enough of anything, everybody can enjoy it.
Schreckengost's interest in mass production led to a wide range of products, everything from salt shakers to lawnmowers. His designs changed the fortunes of a Cleveland metal stamping plant. Henry Adams says that orders for the Murray Manufacturing Company went through the roof when its production line shifted from bumpers and gas tanks to the now famous Murray bicycle.
Over 50 million bicycles have been made to his designs.
The odds are that you've driven down the highway and seen a semi-truck pulled over by the side of the road with its cab tilted forward for repairs. Yep, it's another Victor Schreckengost design. But lopping off the front end and sliding the engine back under the driver wasn't done for easy access. It had to do with overall truck length.
It was only allowed 42 feet on the highway for a truck. And every foot we could take off of the front end, we could add to the hauling load.
Throughout the design process, he interviewed the end users, truck drivers.
Well, as soon as it hit the market, everybody was grabbing for it. The man who bought one of those could pay for the whole rig in 1 year by the additional hauling load.
The Schreckengost user-friendly philosophy of product design has influenced several generations of his students at the Cleveland Institute of Art, where he taught for 70 years. Henry Adams says some of those students helped create such popular designs as the Ford Thunderbird and Mustang, as well as the Little Tykes Cozy Coupe, a plastic children's vehicle said to be the best-selling car in the world.
There's probably not an adult in the United States who hasn't handled a product by Victor or one of his students. You're talking about literally billions of dollars of impact to the American economy. You know, it's an amazing legacy.
One of those students was Lorene Gates Spears, a 1976 graduate of the Institute of Art who is now president of her own company. Gates Spears was a member of the design team that created the Humvee tank pursuit vehicle for the military. At a symposium on Victor Schreckengost's legacy, she smiled as she recalled the advice he gave her over 30 years ago.
I was not very sure of myself because I knew it was an all-male department. And he said, I don't think you'll have that many problems. And he told me to, you know, remember to have a good sense of humor, that men had all sorts of goofy thoughts. And that also, if being a female, you would always stick out, especially if you were a good designer, but to persevere.
Another former student, Ford Motor Company's Giuseppe Delena, adds that the most important thing he learned from Schreckengost is not to be content with the moment, not to be satisfied with some current trend, to see everything as a work in progress. And maybe that's why Victor Schreckengost's insights seem as fresh as ever.
I've never designed a product that was finished that I didn't already wish I had done something else beyond that, but I was ready for next year's model.
On June 26th, Victor Schreckengost, the original model, turns 100. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.